This is Hans Olsen, librarian and archivist for the Goodstein Foundation Library at Casper College. It is roughly 10:07 a.m. on the 9th of May, 2024. This interview will be added to the archives of the student art collection that the Goodstein Foundation Library is starting this year. Can you please tell me your full name?
Devin King.
What led you to pursue courses in art and or photography at Casper College?
I love taking pictures, and I have since high school, and I didn't have a camera for a while, but I finally got one, and I remembered taking pictures, and I started doing it over the summer, but I wanted an excuse to do it during school and to be able to make projects and stuff again. So I started with film one because I had never taken a film class, but I had taken digital photography before, and through the film photography class that I took a year ago, I really fell in love with the process of taking film photography. It's just so different, and there's nothing like it. You get more connected to each piece, because when you press the shutter, it's instant, and you can't go back, and you have something physical right then, and you can't see it right then, but you have to have faith that it came out. And when you actually go into the dark room and develop everything, it's really, really rewarding to see it all come together. It's pretty magical, honestly.
That is amazing to hear. And so it's only been relatively recently that you've really dived back into it.
Yeah. So like I started photography probably about 5 years ago. But I didn't have my own camera after I took that class in high school. And so then years go by, and I finally get my own camera. And that was probably about a year before the first film class started. And then when I took the first film class, I got my own film camera. And I remember, like, first using it was so surreal, because it felt like it would be this, like, antique piece of equipment that, like, I had no business using, right? But it functioned as if it was brand new, and, like, there was nothing wrong with it, and I expected the pictures to come out, like, super grainy, super, like a disposable camera, right? Instead of how crisp and sharp and pristine every single one of these in-focus pictures is. Being able to look in the picture is surreal, and I find that with film, it's so different than digital, because the fall-off between the highlights and the shadows is remarkable. You don't have the depth in digital that you do with film, and I think that that's part of the magic of film. Is the ability to capture feeling, and you can't quite get that with digital. I don't know if I answered your question.
Yeah, no, definitely. How many photographs have you taken with your
I would say with my film camera, I've probably taken like 250 pictures. But with my digital camera, I've taken like well over 10,000.
Yeah.
Well over 10,000.
That's what I hear is, you know, with digital cameras, it's just so easy to take.
Yeah, you know. And you don't really think about it, because if you make a picture, you can look at it instantly, decide if you like it or not, and then just delete it. And you don't have that with film, so you have to be much more intentional with mm-hmm. your process. And you have to take the time to set up your shot and set it up correctly. And when you click that shutter, it's final. And then after you click the shutter, you have to keep this precious picture in a dark space, because any light touches it, it's gone. Mm-hmm. You have to take such care of each picture, and then seeing it come out, you get to relive the moment, and you get to have this moment with each picture that you choose to print, where you get to know the scene better. You get to know yourself as a photographer better. You get to critique the print, because you have a physical print. you don't get to see it just on a screen and then just disregard it as not a piece of art because it's physical, it's in your hands. So you want to look at it more. You want to inspect it. You want to find all the perfections and all the imperfections, and you want to see everything as if you were there. And I don't get the same feeling with digital. I do still have the appreciation for digital, but I would say for sure film has definitely captivated my attention. It's magical. And I think that the reason why is because I never grew up with it. I never knew anything like it. It's always been digital. And like, my generation was the first generation to really grow up with technology and like to be integrated into it. And I didn't know anything different. And so being able to take the step back, in air quotes, and have the more physical manual process of like developing and processing and actually seeing it come to life in the dark room makes a huge difference. And I feel like it's changed me as a photographer, changed my eye, and changed my appreciation for it.
And I would imagine those processes kind of lend themselves to, you know, just discovering or, you know, brainstorming or thinking of more creative uses for print film, you know, once it's developed.
Definitely.
Rather than just a digital file.
Definitely.
Saved on a drive or
you know,
a computer somewhere.
Yeah, well, and that's something that I kind of took on with my project for film two. This semester is like, we got to make our own gallery exhibition and our own book and a clamshell case. And for my gallery exhibition, I took pictures of ice puddles and or like just different ice formations, whether it be on a stream or a creek or a puddle or whatever. And then I would make a photogram of it. And the photogram is basically an abstraction of the abstract. And to me, that process would have been like, I would have never learned it. I would have never thought of it. I would have never been able to think like that if I hadn't taken film. And I wouldn't be able to make art in this way with my style and with my new appreciation if I hadn't taken film.
That is amazing.
Sean Bush is a fantastic instructor, and I think that his passion for it really bleeds through. I think that he is a perfect fit for that class, and I think that he's an amazing instructor. He's very, very helpful, and he helps you pursue your passions rather than squash them. He's a really cool instructor. I appreciate him a lot.
That is great. Great to hear. I think we've answered the second question here. What led you to pursue courses in art and or photography at Casper College? But can you tell us, what is the title of the work that was selected for purchase by the Casper College Library?
Ethereal Ephemerality.
What was your inspiration behind the title you gave your work?
So I went out on March 7th, and that morning the mountain was covered in fog, and I had time on my hands, and so I decided to just go take pictures. And I brought my film camera, and I decided that I was going to try to take pictures of ice if I could, but I also wanted to enjoy the hike and just take some pictures for me and not worry about my project so much, and just kind of like reinvigorate my passion for photography again. And that morning, when I went up there, everything was covered in these like frost needles, like all the shrubs, all the leaves, all the bushes, all the trees. They all had this, like, it looked fuzzy from afar, like it was soft. But then when you get up to it, it's like these like shards and needles of ice coming off of literally like individual pine needles. So it was surreal in that aspect. And then the fog made it so you couldn't really see hardly anything. You couldn't see the town. You couldn't see the rest of the mountain. You couldn't see if it was a big mountain, a big canyon, a small canyon. It was just like abstract or like dissociating, you know, like you're not in a place that you normally are. When the fog's there, it's just a different atmosphere. And I remember it being so still, and it was cold, but it wasn't cold. It was just like refreshing because there wasn't any wind. It was just calm and beautiful, and I could hear everything. Like it was ethereal. And that's the only way that I could describe that morning. And I remember going out, and I only had my one roll of film with me, and I didn't have my digital camera, and I only shot the one roll of film. And I remember hoping and praying that they would all come out, and for some reason, all of them came out. And I don't know why, but that was unbelievable. And the amount of good shots that I got on that day, portfolio shots on that day, was just insane. And the three that were picked, one of them is a tree standing alone on a rock, and then there's this swooping hill kind of going down towards a smaller pine tree, and then there's another pine tree that frames off the right side of the image. And that picture to me looks like a drawing or a painting. It looks like it's placed. It doesn't look like it's natural. It doesn't look real, but it's film photography, and you can't fake that, so it has to be real. And the same thing can be said for the one that has a stripe of fog in the top left corner, a stripe of trees going across the middle, and then some frosted bushes on the bottom, or even the framed pine tree in the middle of the dead log, and then the branch that's going over the top. All of those feel very placed, and they feel very orchestrated, and I think that that's because of the conditions that I had that day. And the crazy thing about those conditions is they're so short-lasting, because I remember leaving and driving down the mountain, going home, and then eventually going to work, and where I work, I have a beautiful view of the mountain. And so I look back at the mountain, and it was gone. And for something to be ephemeral, it has to be short-lasting. And it has to be, in my mind, worth paying attention to. Because if it's not worth paying attention to, that short-lasting moment isn't going to matter. And you're not going to be able to see the beauty. And so calling it ethereal ephemerality captured the feeling of the morning and the essence of how precious those moments were and how lucky I was to get them because of how little time they were there.
Do you think having this time to take these photographs, you know, that could have been for class but might have just been for your own personal photograph collection, maybe not for your portfolios, has kind of helped you, you know, notice those more ephemeral moments that on a more frequent basis?
Most definitely. Taking a leap into photography. Like, I've always liked photography, but I've only really been pursuing it with passion and enthusiasm and drive for the last couple years. Pursuing photography the way that I am today has allowed me to view the place that I grew up in and took for granted my entire life, to see it with beauty and newfound eyes, and to appreciate the little things. And through listening to other artists, other photographers, and seeing the art that they put out and the work that they do, and watching their process and learning from them, has helped me to appreciate residential neighborhoods, helped me to appreciate the mountains, the hills, the weather, sunsets, the sunrises, the industrial parts of town, the uglier parts of town, in air quotes. It's helped me to see the art in everything and to really look for things and to take a step back and depersonalize what I'm looking at and take away my story from it and look at it for what it is in the world as if I had never seen it, as if it's my first time looking at things, because realistically, it is my first time. It's my first time looking at things with this appreciation, with these eyes, with this mindset. And it's really helped me appreciate my home and where I live. And I think that photography has helped grow me as a person, as an artist, as I don't know. It's just been an integral part of my life, and I really want to take it into the future.
With all of these new insights, what specific skills are you working on or working on next as a studio photographer?
So I think the skills that I want to pursue, the things that I want to learn, or like work on and really refine, is setting up my pictures with more intentionality. And I think that that's something that I gained from film. So really thinking about what I want to capture and how I want to capture before I do, and being more intentional about that process. So I'm currently working on a project now, and I don't want to give too many details, but I really want to try to work with certain focal lengths and certain apertures and shutter speeds to accentuate motion and dynamic movement and to draw somebody in to make it feel like they were there. That's my goal with photography, is to I make my camera see what my eye sees, and that's not special to me. But making it feel like it felt is. And capturing that moment is something that I really work on, and I have worked on in the past, and I want to continue to refine and perfect as I move forward in my journey with photography.
What does having your work selected as part of a permanent collection mean to you at this stage in your career?
It means a lot. It's really honoring. And while, like, yes, this is the college that I go to, and like, it's not like a big gallery or an art archive in like DC or LA or something like that, like where it's like crazy, but this is the start of my career, and to have any recognition at all is unbelievable. I've shown my art to other people, and they flip through it or just skim past it and don't really appreciate it. And the people that do are my mom or my grandma, or like the people that are like always going to be there for you. They're always going to be there to support you. They'll tell you you look bad, or they'll tell you you look good on your bad days or whatever, you know? And counterintuitively, those sentiments from them don't mean as much. And they should, but they don't. But having it purchased to be in permanent archive and to be recognized by other people outside of my family, it means a lot. And I don't know if I have exact words to describe how much it means, but it gives me a lot of confidence, a lot of reason to believe that my art is worth looking at, it is worth purchasing, it is worth appreciating. and it's not just something that I should like dismiss or discount.
No, definitely not. And we here at the library and the archives are just so honored to have it here, and we'll always be thinking of new ways to encourage use of the art collection here. We'll tie it to resources that students can learn from, and it'll just be an integral part of the library. And so, again, we are just so honored to have it. With all of this, is there a piece of art currently at Casper College that really inspires you?
Oh, I gotta think there is some amazing art. I don't know that it's gonna be staying at Casper College. I don't think it's going to be. But one of my classmates that I had this semester and last semester in my photography classes, his name is William Easton, and he has a very interesting perspective. He is not afraid to take a picture and then look at it in a unique way, or flip it around, or see how it looks in a different lighting or in a different perspective. And I think that's something that really inspired me, is the way that he sees the world and the way that he interprets things. And I think that he had a very big impact on the way that I want to make art in the future. If you make things the way that everybody else sees them, it's hard for other people to pay attention. But if you make things how you see them, it makes it unique and it adds your own perspective. And I think that that's something that I really gained from him. Before, whenever I would take a picture, I would look at it after it's finished the way that I shot it, you know? And he plays with things that I never would have thought of. And so I owe a lot to him for that inspiration.
Well, that is awesome to hear. What are your next or future plans?
Well, I'm currently pretty inspired to start trying to do videography. And I want to continue with photography and try to make a business out of that. My plan for that is to make ad packages for different, like, local businesses or something like that, to where I could basically be a freelance videographer, photographer, and have that be my, like, side business or whatever until it can take over and be my full-time career. And I've also really started kind of playing with the idea of starting a YouTube channel and trying to tell stories about the journey of taking pictures and the process of taking pictures and what that means to me. And I think that that could be really successful if I give it my all. I think that if I put time and effort and energy into it, that it'll work out, or I'll find my niche, I'll find my audience.
Most definitely, especially with all those ingredients, time and effort, and just love and passion and, you know, just drive for doing what you're doing. You know, you will definitely go very far.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you for your time today.
You're most welcome.
And best of luck with all of your future endeavors.
Thank you. Appreciate it.